بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي موسى وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى قال عطس رجلان عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فشمت أحدهما ولم يشمت الآخر فقال الذي لم يشمته عطس فلان فشمته وعطست فلم تشمتني فقال هذا حمد الله وإنك لم تحمد الله. متفق عليه. Continuing on the chapter of sneezing, in this hadith of Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he says that two men happened to sneeze in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, فَشَمَّتَ أَحَدَهُمَا وَلَمْ يُشَمِّتِ الْآخَرِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, to one of them and not to the other. So the one to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, he objected, or he said, so and so sneeze, and you said يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, but when I sneeze, you did not say يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, and he replied to him, he said, هَذَا حَمِدَ اللَّهُ. This person, when he sneezed, he said Alhamdulillah, and therefore I said يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ. وَإِنَّكَ لَمْ تَحْمَدِ اللَّهُ. But when you sneezed, you did not say Alhamdulillah, therefore I did not say Yarhamukallah. So as we explained last week, when a person sneezes, and when he says Alhamdulillah, then we reply to his Alhamdulillah, and we tell him Yarhamukallah. And in reply he will say Yahdikumullahu wa yuslihu baalakum. If the person sneezes and he didn't say Alhamdulillah, then we should not say Yarhamukallah. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا عطس وضع يده أو ثوبه على فيه وخفض أو غض بها سوده. شك الراوي, رواه أبو داود الترمذي, وقال حديث الحسن الصحيح. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم used to sneeze, he would place his hand or a garment over his mouth, and he would lower his voice, he would muffle his sound. In other words, Rasulullah would not sneeze loudly. So this is showing us the etiquettes and the manner of when a person sneezes, especially in front of others, he should cover his mouth with the garment or with his hand, and he should try and make the sound of the sneeze be low, not loud. Obviously, sometimes when a person is sneezing, you find that some mucus may emit from his nose, from his mouth. It could cause inconvenience to the other person. Therefore, when he has a covering, he covers his mouth or nose with his hand or some shawl, whatever it may be, his handkerchief, then it will not cause any taklif to the next person. So this is the etiquette that Rasulullah has taught us. Also, a person suddenly sneezes very loudly, it may startle some person, it may shock some person. Therefore, Rasulullah has asked us or recommended that when we sneeze, we should not sneeze aloud. وعن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه قال كان اليهود يتعاطسون عند رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يرجون أن يقول لهم يرحمكم الله فيقول يهديكم الله ويصلح بالكم. رواه أبو داود الترمذي, وقال حديث الحسن الصحيح. سيدنا أبو موسى رضي الله عنه says that the Yahud would come to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in his presence, and they would deliberately sneeze in his presence in the hope that he would say to them يرحمكم الله. But Rasulullah would answer to their sneeze, and he would say, Yahdikumullah, may Allah guide you, may Allah give you hidayat, wa yuslihu baalakum, and put your affairs in order. So these Yahud were fully aware that Rasulullah was the true messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was their jealousy, their pride that made them deny the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they thought that if he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated on their behalf, then they would be successful and deserving of Allah's mercy as well. However, when they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and when they sneezed, then Rasulullah gave them, or he supplicated in this way, not yarhamukumullah, may Allah have mercy upon you, but he said yahdikumullah, may Allah guide you from your kufr to iman, wa yuslihu baalakum, and put your affairs in order. The last hadith in this chapter is regarding yawning. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تثاءب أحدكم فليمسك بيده على فيه فإن الشيطان يدخل. رواه مسلم. Rasulullah mentioned, when any one of you yawns, he should place his hand over his mouth, because shaitan enters it. So shaitan tries, and he always wants harm to come to man. Every opportunity he gets, he will try and cause taklif and harm to insan. And therefore Rasulullah tells us that we should stifle the efforts of shaitan. When the person is yawning, cover our mouth. This is etiquette, this is mannerism. So cover our mouth, shaitan will not enter. Also another hadith which we have read, that shaitan, when the person yawns, shaitan chuckles at him, shaitan laughs at him, and then shaitan enters his mouth. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal the beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the etiquette that he has taught us. Simple thing is sneezing and yawning. When we sneeze, when we yawn, cover our face, cover our nose, and try and make the sneeze not be so loud. And we should read the du'as that have been mentioned. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhir da'wah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen.